Welcome in, everybody, to a late edition of 410 Sports Talk. Of course, this is the post game. I'm James Haskell, and my co-host Glenn Martin, and we are here to talk about the Baltimore Ravens win, third consecutive win with 31-21 over the 24. Arizona. Oh, 24. You're right. Yeah, they got those last three in the last whatever seconds. 24, making all the bettors upset because the game was at a 9-point spread. Mm-hmm. But welcome in tonight. We're here to talk about it. That being said, I just want to say this really quickly because I don't want the whole thing to be negative. Not that it would be, but like there's a lot to be negative about, I think, anyway. But my overall thoughts are we went out west. We got a win. That's never an easy thing to do in the NFL, no matter who your opponent is. So I'm glad that was the case. And shout out to Gus Edwards for his first three-touchdown career, his NFL career. So anyway, I know there's a lot I think we got to work on. My overall feelings were this was not the same team that we saw last week, but hell of a game for the Cardinals, and we got the win. That's what matters the most.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hyped, dude. I'm hyped. We just won three games in a row. We won a game all the way on the whole other side of the country. Not easy to do.
True.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some things they got to clean up, but that's a game that a bad team finds a way to lose, and the Ravens certainly didn't do that. So I'm hyped, man. I mean, look, Big Gus, man, that dude's looking like he's going to be a force for the rest of the season. 19 carries, 80 yards, three tutties. And his longest run was only 10 yards. So, I mean, this is a guy who did it with a consistent just bludgeoning.
He took over the third quarter. Didn't it feel that way? End of the third, well, beginning of the fourth, really started pounding.
That one drive, it's like they just, was all Gus. Yep. And it was really cool to see. But yeah, I mean, I thought Lamar Jackson, you know, had a pretty good game outside of the fact that I think he held the ball a little bit longer than he probably should have. But that's not even necessarily it's not even necessarily on him. We have to wait until the film comes out to see if there was even an option to go anywhere with the ball on a lot of those occasions. But yeah. Man, 31-24, ain't nothing wrong with that, especially when you see the Steelers go down and you see the Browns go down, even though they were threatening the Seahawks for quite some time. And can the Niners do us a favor and beat anyone in our division, Jimbo? I mean, they lose their third straight. Holy smokes.
Yeah, well, Rich was out there cheering for the Bengals, for all we know.
You're right. You're right.
Cheering for the Bengals over there. Only 10 catches, 100 yards. Good work, Joey, because five nickels equal a quarter. Freaking moron. Gosh.
All right, back to the game, Jimbo. That's sidetracking with our fantasy league.
I'm like sitting in church today, and I'm looking at all of these text messages laden with profanity. And I'm like, I got to put this away. I need to like focus on things.
Let's see here. Okay. Let's start knocking these down. Now, DK's not entirely with us this evening. Yeah. He's in a limited fashion, so you guys have to forgive us with our super chats as me and Jimmy try and manage it ourselves. Massey says, what the F with the ending? Why score a touchdown instead of killing clock running the ball? Was that right? What do you think the team needs after this game? Thank goodness for the defense. Well, it was a long ending to that game. I mean, holy smokes, it seems like it drug on forever. We saw an onside kick recovered, which is quite rare, you know, these days. I have no problem with them scoring at the end. I know, you know, it's interesting. Odell Beckham, man, three penalties today, Jimbo. I mean, that counts for something, you know, but obviously he wanted the opportunity to make a play and wanted to get his first touchdown since the injury, but I'm okay with them punching it in there. I have no problem with that at all. I think the ending was goofy, but look, the whole game was goofy. First of all, the announcers were horrible. Absolutely the worst announcing crew I've heard all season.
Yes. Thank you.
What are they doing? A cornball to the corniest degree.
Yes.
And then Ross, I don't know what, dude, that was the worst.
Yes. Thank
presentation.
You. From the jump, it was dead.
Yeah.
Like it just was boring to like, and then, Brandon Stevens, anyway, of course, because I'm a Ravens guy, they talked about three guys that they're like, they're discovering gems for the first time. Brandon Stevens, like, it's just an underrated guy. Doesn't get talked about enough, this, that, and the other ball. Yeah, we've been talking about Brandon Stevens. Don't worry, buddy. Number two, Michael Pierce. 6 foot, 355 pounds. He said that 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. You know, just doesn't stuff the stat sheet. We know about Michael Pierce. We know he's excellent, right? And then who's the third guy he talked about? Oh, Gus. He was, like, gushing all over Gus Edwards. You know, I don't know why Gus Edwards doesn't get more national news or whatever.
Well, I'm not mad about hyping him up nationally. But...
No, I'm not either. But it's like, dude, you got to know that these guys are guys. They've been doing it. We're 7 weeks in. Eight weeks in, whatever.
Gus been doing it a long time.
Yeah, there's what, 4 or 5 years? I mean, how many years was Gus? Fourth year now?
I think he's in his fifth.
Fifth year, sure. But yes, anyway, yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. I'm with you.
Yeah, they were absolutely but corny.
The other thing for me as a rule, I just don't like leaving points on the board.
Yeah.
Like if I got a touchdown, there would be a lot of circumstances that would have to be a perfect storm for me to say,
the game's over.
Touchdown.
Yeah. Only that'd be the only circumstance for me. Game over.
Right.
Kneeling on the ball. That's it. Other than that, punch it in. And I don't think they had the time to run the clock completely out anyway. Yeah. So,
hey, the other thing I got to say too, Glenn, is how many people, I know that there were people out there thinking that John should have gone for that field goal that Tucker put in, that he should have gone for that fourth. I know that there was people out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
well, points, especially on the road. And how thankful were we that he took the points after they scored that touchdown? And instead of being up 7, we were up 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I'm saying. I think that's something important to point out.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. You got to take the points in a game like that. Sean Pisker says, holy hell, boys. What a weird game. Mm-hmm. This felt like a loss. They tried really hard to make the Cards look good. Guess they didn't want to totally embarrass Hollywood. Oh, well. You know, shout out to, by the way, Josh Dobbs and Hollywood on that touchdown. Perfectly thrown ball. I mean, not bad defense at all, but it was absolutely a dime.
Kyle was this close, wasn't he? Like,
dude, so close. You couldn't be closer without getting it. And but shout out to those guys for a hell of a play. I don't have anything bad against Hollywood. And so, you know, whatever. It's fine. But, yeah,
there's
super
only one
weird
thing
game.
I just want to say this real quick. When they had the extended – was that on the okay, there's two plays I'm thinking about at the end of the game with Hollywood. There's the one where he does the little – I forgot the name of this route. Like, it's like a – he goes in and then he, like, pops out real quick. And that was a man-to-man coverage against Brandon Stevens. It was a first down in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, incredible – stick with it ability by Brandon Stevens. There, not many guys do that, but there was another play, and that was the 2-point conversion where they give it to Hollywood outside of the end zone. In both of those plays, they're expecting Hollywood Brown to get yak.
Mm-hmm. Not against Brandon. Hawked his ass down. Absolutely.
Well, I'm just thinking schematically, like, we know how this goes.
Yeah. Well, he did make some guys miss, get out of bounds on a couple spots. So, I mean, Hollywood didn't totally embarrass himself, to Sean's point. I think he played well. He picked up a big penalty, which was a little questionable against Humphrey in the end zone.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, it was a weird game in that the defense started off slow, had some guys make crazy individual efforts that just, I mean, at points took over the game. But overall, you got to be happy that they come out of it with a dub. But yeah, let me ask you something, Jimbo. Let's talk about Michael Pierce a little bit, because holy smokes. I mean, this is a guy we talked about. What if, right? What if he could get through a season? What if this guy could stay healthy? What type of damage could he do? And I think we saw that today. He was an absolute force, running through double teams, making huge run stops. How about that fourth down?
Oh, my God.
He absolutely stones the guy after just getting rid of the lineman in front of him.
I saw the guy's spirit temporarily separate from his physical body. Like, they just, like, and then came back together. Like, it was ridiculous.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And I don't care that the ref moved that ball and it looked fishy, because it was a shitty spot and he didn't make it anyway. But
how
it was weird when he moved that ball. It was really...
He got the call?
Yeah, like, what
Wait,
the
what's
hell?
The script? What's the script again?
Super goofy. But, man, Michael Pierce, I mean, just one guy that had a stretch where he just absolutely took over the game. I mean, how impressive is this front when it's like, it's him one game, Broderick another game, you know, Clowney another. It's like, it's always a different guy taking over.
Yeah. Awesome to see. I was really happy to see him get his flowers, but you're right. I mean, Michael Pierce has been doing it, just not, you know, he hasn't had some consistent health. And so, yeah, had himself a ball game. I think it's really funny. The funniest thing to me about Michael Pierce, Glenn, is that there is zero chance he's 6 foot tall.
I know.
Zero chance. Zero. Like, and there's zero chance he's 350.
Right. Like,
Michael is a square, ladies and gentlemen. Like, dude, let me testify. I saw him at Cheesecake. No. No, no. He was a whisper taller than me, Glenn. A whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, and I ain't sniffing 6 feet. So all I'm saying is that, yeah, but
it's
man,
amazing
that
he's doing. And he got a, remember he got his hand up, got batted a ball down?
So think about his stack sheet. He got a strip sack. He got a stop on fourth down. Got a handful of tackles. Got a ton of pressures. Got a pass breakup. Dude just had himself a game as if he was
everywhere.
Yeah, it was just incredible. Look, if Mike is healthy this year, no reason he shouldn't be a Pro Bowler.
For sure.
And then I also want to talk about, you talked about the line in general. Every week seems to be another guy. Metabike had himself a game too.
Again.
Dude, talk about stonewalling someone.
Dude, he's got 6.5 sacks on the year. I mean, who would have thought from interior position he's going to get there? And it's only in week 8.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible. This guy, I mean, I hate to say it. I say it every week. He's making more and more money. Not only did he have the sack, he had 3 QB hits overall. So not just, you know, the one play, he was certainly impacting the quarterback, whether he was getting him down before the ball was released or forcing him to make a bad throw. The guy was absolutely incredible. And then Jimmy, you know, I know this was tongue in cheek. Cole Jackson said, do we have to change Geno Stone's number to 20?
Dude.
And how pissed is Brandon Stevens that he could have had 2?
He had another one.
Could have had 2.
I know.
But
hey,
dude,
man, what
five,
a game.
6
for
picks?
Gino.
How many has he got?
Yeah, 5. 5 leading the league with 5 interceptions. Go ahead, Gino. No, I'm excited for Gino and that defense as a whole. It's fun to see these guys. I think they were in the same draft class as well, weren't they? Like, it's cool to see, if not, they were maybe a year apart. But it's fun to see these guys develop. Like, this is credit to them, the hard work they put in, first and foremost. Credit to the coaches for helping them develop into the players that the GMs, the front office knew that they could be. Like, this is a success at all 3 levels. Front office, identifying the player, coaches, grooming the player, and the player doing the most of the work and developing themselves into that. Shout out to Gino, dude. Oh, my goodness. Mike make himself a Pro Bowler as well, baby.
Dude, he got to.
How can you leave him out?
Picks, right.
Yeah, let's see. Did we read this one? No.
No. Nope.
Hunter Macy says, went across the country, didn't need Lamar to play hero, held a fourth quarter lead, punched it in the red zone, lost lots to be happy about. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this was a game for me that even when it was at its closest, even when they were up 7-0, I wasn't concerned. Like, I didn't find myself very concerned. I didn't find the heart palpitations going up too much. Yep. I felt like the Ravens did a good job at controlling this game, and I think it was a more dominant victory maybe than the score even displays. I agree with all those points.
Makes a huge – I mean, it punched it in the red zone, 4-for-4 in the red zone today, Jimbo. I mean, getting back to what we were in the first 5 weeks after we got away from it for a couple there, if we keep performing like that in the red zone, I mean, I have to tell you, it's going to be a really good season for the Ravens. But, man – I think you said it right. The score looks a lot closer than the game felt.
Mm-hmm. And look, we got to give the Cardinals some credit, right? Like, they played good football. I mean, they had some moments.
They got some players, man. They got some players, bro. I mean, McBride.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a player, especially now.
What's in his pregame? That's what I want to know, because.
Dude, that ball should have been that whistle should have been blown. When when his forward progress was stopped and he was being pushed backwards. I think I looked away. Ridiculous. Like, I was like, wait a minute. The play's still going. I looked away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was kind of silly. Ravens O's Nation says, whatever. We won. Cleveland, Pittsburgh both lost. Good day. Yeah. Just too bad the Bungles, the old kitty cats, they look like they're playing pretty well. Nice to see the Steelers and the Browns lose after the Browns were making it look really tough. Let's see. Marcus Orr's got to eat some crow on Bateman. We need to target him more. He earned his way out of the butt. Yeah, how about that catch early?
That
Jimbo?
Catch? Easily catch of the year thus far, right?
I mean, he stole it away from that guy.
Oh, my gosh. What a. It shows you the instinctual difference between an offensive player and a defensive player. That's what made Ed So, and even a guy like Marcus Peters, right? Like, they have that instinct to, because if, you know, if it's one of those two, I don't think that's happening, right? But the way the defender just clearly waited for the ball, mm-hmm. and then Rashad was like, no, that's my
football.
You're
like Brandon Stevens and Geno Stone. Geno went for that. Joy.
Yeah, man. No, yeah, you're right. It was an incredible catch. Yeah. So shout out to Bateman. Had the little reverse or the jet sweep. Excuse me. That was cool. Put on the showed off the wheels a little bit. Yeah, I'd like to get Bateman the ball more. I think that's fair to say. Manny says Cardinals are way scrappier than I think most expected. They put up a fight. I'm just happy we won. Onto a sneaky Seattle team. Need to focus. Yeah. Hard to disagree on any of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a good team. They got a lot of good players. They got a good coach. So it's going to be a tough game, but that's why it made this game so important, because mm-hmm. you can't go out there and fall in this game knowing that you got the Seahawks next. Now, after losing, and by the way, guys, the Chiefs lost to the damn Broncos today.
Yeah.
I mean,
so does this put us in the number one seed?
Number one, baby. Right there. We're tied with Kansas City, but I mean, we both have one division loss. Like, I don't know how the tiebreakers are going to work as far as who's listed as number one, but yeah, we'll be at least tied for sure.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, either way, it's a trend. It's a step in the right direction. What the Flock says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, air quotes, but NFL is rigged. Spread was at -8.5 and a botched onside? ? Field goal and win by 7, especially with commercials saying it's scripted. Ridiculous. I would be upset if I was a betting man myself.
I wouldn't be thrilled, but you can't tell me that Nelson Agholor is part of the gig. Like, there's no way he's involved and he's the reason there was a botched onside kick. You can't tell me that Nelson Agholor is that good of an actor, or any of these guys are that good of an actor. Like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it would have to be, he'd have to be like getting word. Okay, I got to make this look like, you can tell when someone's like, just watch a dad play with his son. And let him win. You can see it. You see him doing it. You go, oh, he's letting him win. You know, mm-hmm. Who's that good of an actor?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I can't let this be true, What the Flock, because if it is, it would destroy everything I, you know, all my entertainment is sports. It would destroy it. So I'm not letting it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It's there's other things you could point to in this game, specifically tying to the referees, like the spot and some other stuff. Even the early penalties going against the Ravens, I was like, okay, really, you guys are gonna make it one of these games? Fine.
Remember after that first drive, the announcers are going, hey, really, we're physical in that first drive, old school football, march down the field. Like,
it was a huge penalty. What are you talking about?
Third down penalty, then a huge interference. Come on.
Yeah. Joe Eckert says Gus the Bus is a touchdown machine. He won my fantasy football matchup for me. Yeah, shout out to Gus Edwards. Contrary to the commentators, Gus has been getting his love since day one right here at 410 Sports Talk. You guys know that. I was Gus Edwards was tired of hearing the Derrick Henry stuff. That's what it was. It's like, dude, stop. Derrick ran for, I think, over 100 today, or right, I think 100 even or something on 22 carries, though.
Yep.
So,
hey, Gus, by the way, I want to ask you something. Are you going to retract any of your Will Levis predictions from last week?
No, not a one.
Dude, 4 tutties today in his NFL debut?
I'm not worried about Will Levis.
Bro, you got to give a little credit.
Oh,
four
I'll
tutties?
Give him credit, but I still don't think he's going to be a player. Like, I.
Oh, man, okay. Like,
yeah.
Look, you're going to end up being right about this. Like, you always are.
I mean, really.
Today, you didn't look right.
No, that's okay with me. That's all right. We won. That's what's most important.
Hey, DeAndre Hopkins had 3 tutties today. People are saying, hey, look, Odell's interference. I think it was Christopher in the chat here. Odell got some interference. We need a guy who can go make catches.
Hey.
Go get Sutton. Go get Hopkins.
Is it just me or did Hollywood Brown grow?
Well, my son said he looked.
Well, he's definitely more swole, but he looks taller than Zay, too.
Dude, he's got lifts.
He got lifts. Could you imagine a guy running around with lifts on? On a football field? Yeah. Dude,
he would get exposed quick.
Oh, my gosh. Asad Rahman says, shout out to our new Ed Reed and Jamal Lewis. Well, in some form or fashion, I mean, we got a guy that's leading the league interceptions at safety, and Gus Edwards just pounded the rock for, what, you said 80 and 3 touchdowns?
3 tutties.
Shout out to him, man.
And, dude, they have a like Gus and Lamar are developing this weird synergy as a pass catching. Gus is a pass catcher.
The little you talking like, about the little pitch,
and then the week before with the improvised 80-yarder. I mean, it just seems like they have this weird synergy, and we might need to start keeping this guy in for more third down opportunities.
That's because no one puts any respect on Gus's name in the passing game.
No, they don't.
As soon as Lamar rolls and Gus rolls up, they just bail on Gus.
But, dude, he makes every opportunity, catches it. Like,
dude, they think he's a T-Rex or something. What's the deal?
I don't get it. It's not like I ever see him double catching or bobble. Yeah. Like, he just catches it and makes plays. That's it.
Yep. You know, it's that simple. Shout out to Gus, dude. Lamar Craig trusts says, him. You can tell.
Oh, for sure. And in an instant. Like,
yep.
Craig says that penalty removing Rashad's third down catch lost me a $400 bet. So damn mad. And had Gus on the bench over Henry and Barkley. Just not my day. At least we won. Well, look, Henry and Barkley both played well. So, I mean, Barkley had like 38 carries today because their quarterback, Tyrod went to the hospital today.
What happened to him? I know that DeVito was in there, but
I said like rib or something. So I wonder if it was one of the broken rib. Maybe they punctured. Well,
he still got that punctured lung. Remember he had the whole
with the quarter. They tried to give him a cortisone shot and punctured his lung.
Yeah, sent him to the hospital.
That's when he's with the Chargers, bunch of goose. But Barkley had a good game, and so did Henry. So that didn't kill you, but a $400 bet. Whew.
That'll kill you. I hope you didn't need that money. Craig. It's okay. Money comes and goes.
Everything's okay. But I hope you didn't need that money. Let's see, Don C. Why do we not wear the proper shoes when playing on crappy fields? I've seen so many guys slipping on the ground.
So many. Dude, what are the right shoes? That's the issue with me.
Dude, come with every shoe combination you have for every player.
No, I think it's just the field. But dude, I think the field is just garbage.
They have a real grass out there, I thought, don't they?
I don't know. Do they have real grass out there, DK?
I thought they did.
I feel like it would be really hard to maintain real grass in Arizona.
They move it out. Dude, it's so crazy, I think, what they do for their grass. Like, I'm pretty sure they, like, it's on wheels or something, and they wheel it out of the stadium and then wheel it back in or some
like,
shit.
Like the NBA hard, like the hard, hardwood where it's, like, in squares or something.
It's something goofy. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe DK will find it, but it's something weird with their field, if I remember correctly. I don't really, but
you're right. Bring it all.
Ridiculous. I mean, bring all your shoe combination. What, short, medium, long, bring them all for every player. Change them if you have to at halftime or even in between drives. I mean, something's got to, there it is. I knew it. The stadium is one of the world's first to utilize a retractable playing field, allowing the natural grass surface to roll in and out of the venue in just over an hour. I remember that, dude. They literally roll the whole field out, like the whole side of the stadium.
That's gnarly.
Opens. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, they were having some issues. And one guy I was surprised to see having issues, and really I was disappointed in the offensive line, specifically the tackles, Ronnie Stanley.
Issues.
Dude, he looks like he couldn't keep his feet. Mm-mm. And just both the tackles were disappointing. Mm-hmm. The guards played well. And shout to Zeitler. Got his final team. He's beaten every team in the NFL in his career.
I think he's only the 17th or the 19th guy to do it.
That's pretty crazy. But
yeah,
what do you think about Ronnie Stanley? It's
worrisome.
Yeah, right.
I mean, can you blame it all on the shoes? I don't know.
Then you got to consider the injury history when it comes to Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned, but I think Ronnie will bounce back. I mean, he just looked so good last week.
Yeah,
and he just looked not good this week. So it was like, what's with the drastic difference? I mean, were they causing him that many issues? It's not like they have the same game breakers that the guys on the other side of the ball have. So, yeah, it's a little cause for concern.
Shout out to Mark in the chat. First time making it to a live. Appreciate you coming out.
What up?
See, Kenny says, Arizona was clearly selling out against the past. We could have dominated them on the ground the whole game, but kept trying to get way too cute passing the ball. Terrible play calling decisions in the first half. Yeah, I mean, they definitely had some yards per carry success, but what was your thoughts on that, Jimbo?
I didn't. Well, as far as the I was gonna say the same thing, Kenny. I'm excited to get Cole's take. I didn't like the short stuff, like in the first half. The little screens to Zay are great and things, but I didn't like that we weren't doing anything to push the ball downfield. We saw them throw it to. We just talked about this catch. Rashad Bateman,
mm-hmm.
That was in the first half. I think that OBJ got a penalty in the first half. I know we had some medium stuff to Mark, but I don't like, I'm not a big fan of the, I mean, you need to do it. I understand why it exists, but the short stuff sometimes just gets me. I'm like, okay, this offense, particularly, we have the horses on the outside. Like, let's put pressure on them and let's go after it, you know, and make them stop us. So I'm kind of with you, Kenny. I mean, obviously, I guess some of it depends on what the defense is showing, and I'm not an offensive guru, but I would like to put pressure on them knowing we're going to push that rock down the field. What was Adrian, what was his name? Bruce Arians saying, risk it for the biscuit.
Is that what he said? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I look at it as like challenge all areas of the field.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, agreed.
Challenge short, intermediate, and deep. But you know what I'm saying?
Didn't it feel like there was a lot of short stuff in the first
half? Yeah, I don't like the inconsistencies of not always challenging deep, but I will say their tackle play didn't help instill confidence that he could call those plays and trust Lamar would have the time to do it. So I think a lot, but to Kenny's point, I wouldn't have minded to see them run the ball more often. I think absolutely. Like I do think they could have done a better job of icing this game away is what kind of how I'll say it in the second half. Once they had to stole that those points at the end of the first half, and I think they had an opportunity to kind of ice that second half away, and they gave the Cardinals an opportunity to get back in the game. Mm-hmm. 17 points in the fourth quarter is not something I expected to see our defense surrender either against Cardinals. But again, they got the win. So
yeah, got the win. You know, it's funny to me because I just saw a quote from Lamar's presser. He said, we scored, what, 31 points in this game?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, a win is a win, but we need to put up more points. Dude, we put up 31 points, bro. Like, I know we need more points, but it doesn't feel like 31 points, right?
Yeah. Oh, did we read Sean's?
I did nothing with the Super Cats.
Okay. I'm just making sure. All right.
Yeah, we're on this one, DK?
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Oh, okay, cool. Ravens go on the board and on the road and put up 31 points. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Now scoring over 30 points after not scoring 30 points for 21 consecutive games.
That seems crazy.
We are trending up. You're right, CJ. You are right, my man. Yeah, and that's what you're saying. I mean, the Ravens are never satisfied. I know Lamar's never satisfied, but at the end of the day, whether it feels like it or not, they only scored 7 less points than last week.
Yeah, felt a lot more impressive last week, but you're right. At the end of the day, points are what they are, and 31 is pretty damn good in the NFL, especially on the road. That's the sneeze about.
Yeah, Sean, we're coming back to your super chat. What DK was doing was putting up the one that was relevant to the points that we were talking about, and then he's coming back to you. Don't worry, bro. We got you.
And I think this is it right here.
Yep, this is. Just as a personal note, I'm mad our defense went into this game with only 7 touchdowns given up and gave up 3 this game.
That's true.
Hope this isn't a tape issue. Yeah, that is a bit of a bummer. I mean, you said it, Glenn. What was it? They gave up 17 points in the first half?
They gave up 17 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, in the fourth quarter. Excuse me. Yeah. Not something that we expected or wanted to see.
No. And look, we had a sense of pride looking at this defense, number one in all those categories. And I don't like seeing that they gave up half their season's total in touchdowns and just to the Cardinals. But, you know, it wasn't the finest game for our defense. But we had individual defensive players take over portions of the game and made it overall look like a pretty good game. By the way, Sean, I tried to message you back because Sean sent me a message mid-game. The messenger just would not send. Just kept spinning and spinning as I tried to send him my response. So, Sean, the response was intended to go your way. I don't know what happened to my messenger. It pooped the bed on me a little bit there. Adit says, should they still trade for a running back after today?
No. I mean, isn't the door shut at this point?
Well, it's not. This trade deadline hasn't
passed. No, I mean the door shut in that Gus Edwards just put up a hat trick and dominated when he needed to. I mean, Gus Edwards took control of this football game, not number 8. I mean, not that Lamar couldn't have. He didn't need to because Gus Edwards already got it done. He took over the second half for the Ravens. It was Gus Edwards.
I'm so torn on whether I think the Ravens should do anything. Because a part of me goes wide out, but then another part of me goes, I just worry if it disrupts what we have. It would have to be the perfect guy. And I still have confidence in our guys. Like, but and then, you know, corners the same way. Like, I love Brandon Stevens now. I mean, how can you not? And Marlon, he's my guy. And I just don't know who they should bring. Well, like, I don't see a glaring weakness where I go, we got to.
Well, we don't know the context or the severity of Adafe, right?
Like, he got shaken up.
Oh, did he? All right. Well, then we're.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I think that's a great point. you know, if the thing is that we said it before, and maybe this list has just narrowed, it's got to be the right guy, regardless of what the position. It's just got to be.
Certainly, personality is what has me more worried. You just can't have a guy come in and disrupt the whole locker room. It can, I'm telling you, one guy, people are going to go, you're crazy. One guy can change a lot, you know, especially if he's a boisterous personality. Tom says, if season ended today, Chiefs number one seed, Dolphins number two, Jags number three, and Ravens four. Whoa, is there a whole, like a log jam of five and or six and two teams?
Mm-hmm. I know all these teams are six and two, yeah.
Damn. I'm glad there's still a lot of time left because I think it'll shake itself out. But yeah, that's man, the Ravens fourth, six and two.
Let me ask you a question, Glenn. Do you have any concern with Justin Tucker?
1 for 4 and 50 plus yard field goals this year. No,
none.
None.
Right. I don't either, but I was curious to know what your thoughts were.
Nah, zero. Zero concern. I didn't like seeing it ding off the goalpost, but kind of is what it is. Zero, absolute 0.0.
The only thing I don't know a ton about kicking field goals, but one of the things I do know is that Justin is very good at placing the foot. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, he can split the goalposts, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like what happened on that kick, sometimes when he's worried about the length of the kick, he'll hook it. Because then he has more of the field goal to mess with, right? Like, from an angles perspective. You know what I mean? He'll hook it this way, so that way it comes into the pocket, you know, the corner or this corner. That's why sometimes you see it get close to that, you know, the outside third, that he's doing that on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's a trajectory thing. And, like, that's what happened today. And, like, so I don't want to keep seeing that for sure.
Well, I just know that when the chips are all on the table and the pressure's at its biggest, Justin Tucker's going to put it right through those flipping uprights. And I can't say the same for every other kicker in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's still clear, far and away.
I don't care how far it is. Game on the line, Jimbo.
Yeah, I want Justin Tucker kicking the football.
That's right.
Anybody in history.
Yeah. 100%. Like, and by the way, did you see that video of him in Baltimore this last week?
No.
He's like, "Sup, Chew Daddy?" He was like, "What's up, Daddy?" Somebody was filming him. Dude, it was so funny. You guys haven't seen it. It's floating around Twitter. He's been in Baltimore just long enough, I'd say. Tony says, "I know he watched." Huh? What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, it was funny because right after he missed the field goal, the Royal Farms commercial came on.
My man, eating too much fried chicken.
My wife was like, maybe he needs to stop making commercials and start getting out of the field a little more.
Oh, no, dude. She hit him with the Baker line, dude.
No, you know what the worst was? Remember when Haloti Ngata was the Royal Farms guy? And the ad was get your money for nothing because they had the no ATM fees. Mm-hmm. And that was the year he was injured, like, the whole year.
He was getting his money for nothing.
Getting his money for nothing, bro. Like I'll never forget that.
Chicken's good. They have good fries.
No ATM fees. Get your money for nothing.
What the hell? The most non-charismatic spokesperson in history. But I did see did you see if you watched The Wired from last week, Zeitler talked about his first NFL start was against Haloti Ngata, Ed Reed, and Ray Lewis. And he was like, dude, the first play kind of blocked him pretty good. He was like, all right. And then after that, he whipped his ass the entire game, he said. He said, oh, that's what a Pro Bowl D tackle looks like. It basically just got worn out. Tone says, I know he watches film, but is Ed Reed Geno Stone's personal coach? And I think the Browns are regretting that $230 million guaranteed to Watson. Absolutely. They're getting better quarterback play from P.J. Walker right now than they were from Watson. But, yeah, I mean, man. Geno Stone, you talk about a guy overlooked. You can't. That's proof. You cannot look at the measurables and the height, weight, speed of a guy and think you can predict whether he's a good football player. His instincts are absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. I think that, and we talked about it. Shout out to Geno. This has got to be one of the stories of the league so far this season, right? Like, you know, everyone talks about it. The Ravens cut him. You know, where did he end up going? Did he go to the Texans for a while? Houston?
Yeah.
He went to Texas for a while, came back to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And look, shout out to him, man, for just developing his game. And like you said, overcoming the stereotypes of the measurements, right?
Yeah.
But I also agree. I think the Browns are. The thing about the situation, I've always said this. I don't think Deshaun Watson can ever garner the needed respect that a quarterback that's required of a of an elite quarterback from his locker room based on his past. I don't think any of the men in there that have daughters sit there and when he corrects them, doesn't want to punch him in the face.
It probably doesn't help you lead a group of guys. That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I tell you, Jimbo, I hate to, I'm sure you saw this. You are going to have to address your backup quarterback position in fantasy.
That's
sad, man. Kirk sucks, Cousins, man. Tears his Achilles. I know. The thing about Kirk, he's like the biggest nerd in football, but if you just look, this dude's a good football player, dude. Look at his numbers. Talk about how many consecutive years of 25 or more touchdown passes. Like, kind of, it just sucks. Anytime any guy gets hurt.
You know what, though? He might be the best negotiator in NFL history.
Dude made his money. And the worst dresser. Money.
And the worst, yeah.
Dude, he looks like that dad that has the white sunscreen on the tip of his nose and the shorts way up too high and the tall socks and the pocket protector.
That's
Kirk Cousins when he's not playing football.
That is Kirk Cousins when he's not playing football. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Massey says, what do you think about the Jags? They keep winning six now, being impressive versus 49ers too. Eagles limp into wins. What teams you fear most in the AFC? It's stronger than the NFC. So yeah, the Jags are doing well. I've always liked Doug Peterson ever since his Philly days. I mean, he's just a fun coach. Anytime he's coaching a team, the team is fun to watch. And he seems to make guys really want to play football. So shout out to him for bringing this team back from the dead. You know, I mean, not only does he get the monkey off the back of those in Philly and get a Super Bowl, now he's taking the Jags out of the basement of who do they have? Urban Meyer.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Dude, you're good, bro. Like Josh Allen coming off the edge leads the league in sacks, if I remember correctly. Kid. Evan Ingram all of a sudden knows how to play football, Jimbo. And you know, you had your chance with Evan Ingram. All of a sudden he plays.
Dude, I'll tell you what, if you want some fantasy advice, never draft a giant.
Yeah.
Just don't take any giants. Like even Saquon is like,
yeah.
I get you curse. Like 11 points a game on 40 carries. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Just don't draft a giant.
I had Waller, by the way, get hurt.
Oh,
first quarter. Hey, thanks.
Bummer. But no. So, yeah, I mean, they keep winning. They're certainly a team to look out for. The only caveat I'll give with the Jags, and I don't even know how many division games they've had this year, but it does help when you're in one of the worst divisions in football. I know it's the AFC, but it's the AFC South. Like,
yeah, it's
who's down there?
In the NFC, that division.
Yeah, they do. Exactly.
They're all conference.
Yeah, and the Eagles, I think, I don't know. Who do you have more faith in the NFC, like, turning it around? Do you believe in the Niners more, or do you believe in the Eagles more?
Well, the thing that shocked me about the Eagles today is they couldn't stop the Commanders. Like, Sam Howell looked like Joe Montana.
I know. I mean,
and they have been horrible all year. Man, I will say I think I have more confidence in the Eagles because their offense was good enough to keep up even when their defense failed. Yeah. And I think we all know the Eagles are going to have a bounce back defensively. So I definitely have more faith in the Eagles. Niners, man, it's looking rough. Three losses in a row, and Purdy's looking not like, you know, he's not so Purdy looking anymore. And they're not getting to the quarterback. You got the defensive player of the year, and you can't get to the quarterback.
A ton of money.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm more sold on the Eagles than the Niners right now.
I think I'd agree with you. Joseph Ecker says, you think Joe Flacco gets a call in Minnesota? I don't think anyone's calling Joe Flacco anymore, unfortunately. I think it's unwarranted. I think Joe Flacco is better than half the backups in the NFL. But the thing about Joe is, I don't know. I don't know why people don't call Joe. So I'm not going to make any accusations about Joe. Look, I just know he's not a workout warrior.
Joe ain't going to, like, even if you called him, and he's better than your backup, he's not good enough to get you to a Super Bowl anymore.
No,
so
he's
what's
not.
The point? Like,
right.
You know, yeah, unfortunately,
that's a good point.
It
so he's kind of in
is.
That, like, he's in that dead zone, right? Because it's like, well, we could tank without looking like we're tanking and just say we have a backup in. But then we put Joe Flacco in, who's going to, for the first 3 weeks of the season, like last year, the Jets lead the league in passing yards, but we're still losing. You know what I mean? So it's like this weird spot.
Yeah,
same reason why a guy like Cam Newton is in the league or like, because it's just this ambiguous spot that you're in. You know?
They're expensive because they have years of tenure that you have to, you know, account for. So, I do think that Minnesota, it's tough because they got
sell,
talent,
sell, baby.
But
come on,
it's time
Hunter.
To sell. It's time to sell, baby. Let's time to sell.
That's right.
Sean says, all good, buddy. I needed to vent. Oh, I guess that is referring to my missed or my message that wasn't going back. That was frustrating the first half of that game. But luckily, the second half they turned it around. Kenny says need edge depth with Owe being beat up every game. I mean, they got Ojabo coming back. I mean, is that good enough? What do you think? If you had to pick one area, is edge the area?
I think it is for me. Not saying that it's a dire need, but yeah, it is for me. Yeah. And the other thing I'll say too, man, you texted in our group chat. Dude, how did Owe not make that tackle?
Dude.
How do you not make that tackle?
I forgot about that. Dude, how do you not get him down?
What an incredible play. That would have been, right, what, like a loss of like 18 or something?
Dude, 20. Yeah, crazy.
And all you got to do is make, you had him in your arms.
Just fall down.
Yeah.
Let had him fall down. Thing.
Yeah. Tried to like fling him around. Dude, just, yeah, go to the ground.
And then Clowney tries to scoop and score on the fumble. If he jumps on it, that's a 60-yard field position change by letting them punt. 60.
Yeah, and you think if any defensive tackle has the athletic ability
to scoop
or not
score.
D-tackle, excuse me, like defensive lineman, yeah, it would be Clowney. He's got these long arms. He doesn't even need to bend over to pull the, yeah, just
grab it like the claw machine. Boom!
Yeah.
The claw.
That's right.
I've been watching way too much Toy Story.
Hey, man, it's a classic. I love it.
Yeah, so
but yeah,
see.
I mean, they this close. Almost Oway.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right, Nick says, I'd like to see a trade for Dalvin Cook to be the RB2.
No.
He's washed.
And he's a me guy.
He's washed.
Yeah.
We got guys. We got guys. We're good.
Yeah. I think we get more out of Keaton Mitchell right now than we get out of Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. Who's slipping? Who's he talking about here, Jimbo? Who's Sean talking about?
I think he's talking about JT.
Oh, no.
I think.
He probably is, because remember, he doubted him earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And then came back and said, I don't doubt him anymore after he had like 6 field goals.
All I'm saying is that, is there any, like, I'm not concerned. I still want him hitting it. But I wonder, because of the stress, like, when you start to hook things, like I said, that means it's in your mind. You're trying to be strategic to give yourself more field goal because you're trying to go across the face of the field goal so you can get more. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to go across it so he gets in there. Does that mean he's concerned about that distance? Like, you know, how old is Justin now?
He ain't that old. He ain't old enough to start worrying about that.
Does he need to start hitting the weights or something? What's
up,
dude?
Oh, man.
Are the thighs getting a little skinny or what's up?
You got some chicken legs now? Come on, man.
I'm not worried about him, but I do think that's who he's talking about.
Well, I mean, the only thing I'll say is anytime you miss field goals, those 3 points could come back to bite you.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Here we go. I could forgive the Colts misses. But there is no reason in my mind that he missed that today. It's concerning to me.
No weather, no wind, no factor.
But he hit the goalpost. It's not like he shanked it or he came up short. He hit the goalpost like 80% up that from 54 yards out.
Fair.
I mean, it's not a distance thing. He barely missed it. Like, I'm going to.
Don't worry, Sean. He'll be on when it counts the most.
That's right. Don C. McChicken from Espoo is the anonymous. That's awesome. Shout out to Don C. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Clowney jumping off sides at least 3 times today. Luckily, it wasn't called. Yeah. What do you think about that, Jimbo?
I'm just glad it wasn't called.
It's not a penalty unless it's called.
Yeah. What do you say? Clowney's got a history of this. Like, any of the other 7-12 teams he's been on, he's, you know, all the great guys do this. Von Miller, you know, they're all trying to time it up. That was a terrible one today on, what was that, fourth down?
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
It was on fourth down, and he gave him a first down in the red zone. Yeah, that was a terrible one. So I don't care about Clowney's. I'm upset about Oways. Yeah.
Yeah, at least Clowney's weren't called. Marcus says, do we make a move before the deadline? I think they will.
I feel it in my bones.
I think they will, man. They're too good, and the competition is going to be – it's going to be serious in the AFC. So, you got to do it. Make a move.
How many wins do the Vikings have now? 2?
Is it that bad?
2 or 3?
I don't even know.
They can't have more than 3 wins. There's no way.
Here we go, the Vikings. Let me see. Minnesota – doesn't show it. That's hilarious.
4? They have 4, DK?
Wow.
Well, they're not. Well, look,
They won today, by the way, even with their quarterback being carted off.
Caleb Williams, that's the kid's name?
Oh, the number one pick?
Yeah, they're officially in the lottery, baby.
Nah, with four wins, they ain't.
Just lean into it. Well, dude, they didn't win another game. They just lose all the rest. Dude, sell. Just keep Jefferson.
Dude, the Cardinals and Carolina Panthers are not getting the four wins.
You don't think either of them have four, one? Huh?
They both have one.
They're both in the NFC. You never know. That's all I'm saying.
Do they play each other? Pretty bad. Do they play each other? Because that's a guaranteed one for one of them.
That's a fun game to watch.
Watch them tie. Oh, dude, talk about a fun game. The New York teams played today. At halftime, I screenshotted it, dude. I screenshotted their stats at halftime. They were a combined 0-for-18 on third down conversions in one half.
13 punts by the Giants punter in the game.
Dude, how do you have 10 third down opportunities in a half and then fail all 10 of them as the Giants? All 10 in one half. I mean, holy smokes. 0-for-18 combined between two teams in one half.
Dude, it's nuts.
That's bad. Dominic says, I'm fine with the team we have. Offensive play calling needs to be a bit better / execution on defense. I'm annoyed we're not undefeated. Stupid early losses. Yeah, like this game today, it could have easily been the Colts game or the Steelers game. Like, if they, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like one of those games where they're going to give it away. But to their credit, they didn't do it. They stuck around. They won the game. Mm-hmm. They made the plays they need to make. And I do like our team. And I think they'll keep getting better.
Yep, I agree. I want to get to this next comment, though. No, sorry. Can you go to Kevin's real quick? We'll come back to the last one. Gus isn't enough. Kevin, hold on. Glenn, I need some stats just to back this up real quick. So if you can get some Gus Edwards stats, please. Right, or just from today is fine. We need a top-tier running back if our goal is the Super Bowl. Defense is amazing, though. How about Bateman stepping up? That 50-50 ball was crazy. Kevin, I agree with you. The 50-50 ball was crazy. We'll start where we agree. But if you're going to say Bateman was stepping up on what? Two catches today? And then you're going to downplay Gus, who isn't good enough, who had 3-for-80. And what did he average today per carry?
He averaged 4.9, is it? 4.2.
4.2 yards a carry, 80-plus yards, three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. What else more do you want from the guy? And he, like I said, Gus Edwards took over the game in the end of the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter. Gus Edwards facilitated everything for us offensively and defensively because he controlled the clock. He got pivotal first downs. Mm-hmm. He was running the ball when they knew we wanted to run the football. There's not very many backs in the NFL can do that consistently. It's a small handful of guys that can do it. Not Mixon, not Najee, there's a lot of guys that struggle to do what Gus can do in obvious running downs late in the game. He is freaking like Mariano Rivera in that situation. He's going to run the rock. He's going to succeed. So to me, Gus is enough. That being said, like, I wouldn't be upset if they get another guy just because it would be, you know, you always want to have guys, more guys in the stable, but not saying that Gus, like if Gus is healthy, he's enough. My concern would be depth, but saying we don't have enough talent there, I think is crazy. Like Gus is enough. Plus the other guys we have enough in the backfield, but I wouldn't mind the depth.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with just what we got at running back. Kenny Ash says he had a bunch blocked last year. So maybe just trying to kick it higher now. Mm. Maybe that's a good point. Yeah. Could be trying to get some extra air under it and cause.
I don't know anything at all, but it's also the first year with this long snapper. I don't know if that's anything. It's just something I'm pointing out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Let's blame it on the long snapper. I like it.
I'm just saying, maybe timing could be different. Like his velocity, you know, could be, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah. I got you. Now, is that true? I just saw, is this DK Kenny says Ash? This is true.
DK says this is verified. DK verified. So, it's official. Giants pass for -9 yards today. Wow.
I mean, I don't even know. Yeah.
That has to be the worst ever, right?
Dude. That is, I mean, so it goes without saying, this has also got to be the first. They have zero passing first downs. That's got to be the first time that's happened since, like, what, the 50s? Like, I mean, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. It's insane. I'm glad I'm not a Giants fan.
Dude, that is insane. I've never seen that. Negative. And you know what's even, you know what's even funnier, dude? Hmm. They won the turnover battle, dude. They only had zero turnovers. Oh, man. Take some more chances, bro.
Jeez whiz. Yeah, what do you have to lose? Like, you're already terrible.
Yeah, you're not moving the ball. Throw it down the field. See what happens.
Yeah.
What the flock says. You think buyer's remorse on Marcus Williams? Gino would be cheaper. What's the cost on a cut? Can't keep PQ or Justin. Need Gino. I guess what he's saying, if you can't re-sign PQ or Justin, you better re-sign Gino. Absolutely. Yeah, Gino, you can't let Gino go. I don't think you let him go.
Yeah, this is Marcus's second season riddled by injury.
Yeah, but it was.
But I don't think buyer's remorse.
It's not easy to get rid of him, dude.
I don't think buyer's remorse is the right. Where I think it's just unlucky. I think buyer's remorse is when the guy just doesn't play up to his contract. But when Marcus Williams has been up on the field, played up to his contract.
That's a good point.
So I don't know if buyer's remorse is the right term, but I also understand the point where you're looking and you're like, dang, Gino's like a 20th of the cost.
Yeah, where
you know, but that's how the NFL goes.
That money
I mean, buyer's remorse maybe with OBJ, if anything, right? Like if you have to,
right.
If you're gonna go there, I don't think it's with Williams because it's been due to injury.
Yeah, not performance. When he's on the field, he plays.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, yeah, we'll have to see. I just don't know how they can get out from underneath that contract, dude. It's like
right.
The cap hit is crazy.
Yeah, I don't even think they're gonna try. You know, I think at this point they made a commitment, and it is what it is. $25 million in dead money if he's cut next year. Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, but even like next year, like or the year after, I don't even think they can do it. Like it's not good. So he's not going anywhere. Let's hope he can be healthy next year, I guess, because I'm not counting on anything from him the rest of the season.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. All right. Well, hey, let's see what I know. Jimmy. I mean, I'm sorry. DK has calculated the scores.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Well, let's get into it. Run the tape, Glenn. With a big smile,
dude. This is hilarious. All right. Well, as you guys know,
one of my favorite parts of the week, by the way, watching Glenn do the over under announcements.
Not every week, it's not, but this week it is. As you guys know, this segment is brought to you, of course, by BetUS, where you guys can have your initial deposit matched 125% up to $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I did say Demi. I combined DK and Jimmy. And
did I made, you? I didn't catch it.
I made Demi. Yeah. It happens, dude. It happens. But yeah. Absolutely go over to BetUS if you want to kick up the – make it a little more fun watching NFL football, really any sport. Put a couple dollars down. Always gamble responsibly. But definitely use promo code 410 to get that match of your initial deposit. But as you guys know, we have a competition every week, series of over-unders and tiebreakers to settle those over-unders if there's an event of a tie. It's an inner show competition as well as a show, a competition open up to the fans. Let's get right into it here.
Let's do it.
Let's get into these results. I have to verify these. Let me pull this up there. I got to verify this accounting from DK.
Oh, gosh.
All right, let's see the first one.
He wants a recount.
I want a recount, bro. Lamar Jackson's completions over under 20.5. It ends up 18, so it ends up going under. I think I picked under on this one, right?
No, you did not, my friend.
I didn't?
No.
Let me pull it up. Damn. DK was right about that.
He was.
I put over. Man, that shocks me. Okay, well, we were both wrong about that. DK was correct. They only end up with 18 completions. From Lamar Jackson. All right, moving on to the next one. We have number two, Ravens receptions high leader, 6.5. I know I said under on this one. Okay, yes, I did.
We all got this one right.
The leader was only with 5, and I think that was that not Mark, was it? Let me see. Who was that?
I think it was Mark.
No, it was Zay with 5.
Zay.
Mark with well, yardage. Yeah, he did. Only 19 yards on 5 catches. Yeah. All right, moving on to the next one.
Hollywood Juju was rubbing off on him.
Yeah, Hollywood had the better game. Defensive over under Cardinals yards per play, 4.4 yards over under. Wow. Closest one yet. 4.37 was the actual number. Holy smokes.
DK's pretty bummed about this one.
That's a tough one to lose it on, DK. He says over. He was incorrect. Both of us were right. So what am I? I got two, which must mean I didn't do so well in this next one here.
Yeah.
All because of that. You know what? That fourth quarter was so damn goofy. This should have been an easy one for me. I should have won this one.
Mm.
This is bull crap. Actually, no, I still would have lost because you guys all guessed the same. Damn it.
Well, anyway, it was Cardinals first down, 17.5 was the line, and mm-hmm. the actual result was 22. We all said under. We were all wrong. They tallied up 22 first downs on us.
Dude, so, by the way, the Broncos played Taylor Swift in the stadium after they beat the Chiefs, and I love it.
That is awesome. I love it, too. At this point, we are all tied. Going into extra minutes, much like the Giants and Jets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First tiebreaker is, of course, the total score set at 44.5.
Mm.
DK and Glenn both took under. They took the bait.
I should have won this one, dude. They give up 17 in the fourth quarter. You would have won?
DK saying he should have won. Look, should have, would have, could have. I won.
Nah, because I would have won on the yardage. We would have tied in the first tiebreaker, DK, if he would have went under. And I would have won on the daggone closest to the pin, okay? Okay? I should have won this week if they don't give him 17 points to the Cardinals in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, life's tough.
Jimmy wins again, man.
I got to win something. I got to win something.
This is BS. You know?
And then the last tiebreaker is total. This is, of course, closest to the pin. Total yards for the Ravens. Glenn did win this one. The total yards was 268. Glenn guessed 330, so he did get that one, albeit in vain. But we will tally up the – we is a lot of people. Sorry, DK. DK will tally up the results for all of you who submitted your answers. Mm-hmm. And barely. And look, a win is a win. Inch your mile, baby. Inch your mile. And we will make sure to give you those results on Tuesday night. But that is it for us, folks. Thank you for coming out. We were 450 deep tonight. Plus, DK's got an announcement. Oh, you too happy with Ronnie Stanley? I'm not unhappy with Ronnie. I'm unhappy with his inconsistency.
Yeah. Has one really good game and then a down game where he just doesn't seem like he can anchor and he's losing his footing and he's...
Yeah.
Today wasn't his finest game, but I'm ultimately happy that he's still on the field and I think he'll get better.
Yep, I agree. I'm not going to doubt Ronnie Stanley too much because we've seen him play really good football recently, even.
And there's no other option. So,
yeah, it's that or McCary. No knock on McCary, but I want Ronnie.
100%. Absolutely. So
that's it for us, folks. Ravens get the win, move atop the division. I think we were already atop the division, but getting closer to that number one seed in the AFC. That's it for us tonight, folks. Have a great evening. Ta-da!